Bank of Cardiff. This is Olivia.
Olivia, this is Joe Gonzalez.
Joe, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. You called me.
Was I able to leave a message for you at all?
You did. You left a message. You said to call you.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so let me just pull up.
You don't know who I'm.
I'm just trying to pull up your file. Let me see here.
AWSI, if that helps.
Oh, AWSI, I just called you.
I know you did.
Like,
I got
just
the message
now.
That said, call you.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Did you listen to the whole thing?
I did. I had the only way I could get to the phone number.
Okay, so I guess you kind of heard what I was talking about. So basically what we did is we do have a pre-approved finance offer for you guys. And I am able to pull you up right now. And so basically that offer is based on the past financing that you guys did. So we were able to pre-approve the business for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So if you have any upcoming projects or anything in the pipeline where you might need financing, it could definitely help you out there.
So what are you charging for that money?
So it really just depends on, like, we have a couple of different programs. So we do equipment financing and working capital. And equipment financing is basically just like your traditional loan, like, you know, typical car loan, 2 to 5 year term, monthly payments. And our rates there start in like the mid single digits. And then working capital is a little bit different. It's like a newer program, and
so mid single digits are like 5%.
Yeah, we can get pretty competitive though. So if you have like an offer and with someone else, we do have a match or beat policy. So depending on what you want to finance, we can get pretty competitive there.
Okay.
And then we do have working capital, and that's a little bit different, or a lot different actually. It's a newer program, and it's a lot more cash that you can access than like it's like a line of credit, and that's all based on sales. So we're generally able to free up like about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So which program like would sound like a better fit?
Neither one of them actually does.
Neither one.
But it's been nice talking to you.
Okay.
No, it's we're moving our offices here in the next 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
And we thought about taking our old furniture, but then we thought, well, maybe we should just buy new.
Mm-hmm.
So this would just be something that we're looking. We just talked about that just.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, actually. So.
Oh, okay.
Well,
furniture would count as equipment financing.
Okay, but we don't need it for 5 years.
Oh no, you don't have to do it for 5 years. I mean, you can do it a lot smaller of a term than that.
Like how small?
Let's see. I mean, we can go like I think generally 2 to 5 year terms. So 2.
Yeah. Yeah. See, we've never borrowed any money, so we don't ever use any for working capital. We really finance our own stuff. But
okay. This
is something we thought, well, maybe we could pay it off in a year. You know, I mean,
yeah,
that's kind of what we're looking at, something short. You know, because typically we would, this would probably happen. I'm going to say around. I don't know if we have to pay for it. If we could probably pay the down payment on it, but it would probably finance starting in October, November of this year.
Okay, let me just follow up real quick. Let me ask one of our senior reps if we can do like a shorter term.
Okay.
And just see really quick there if there are some of these shorter terms. So like maximum you would want.
I'm just dealing with it. I'm dealing with like a junior person.
Yeah. So I could definitely transfer you over to a senior rep if you.
No,
would like.
I don't want to be transferred anymore. What the heck? I've got to start being transferred all over the place.
No. No, I definitely understand that.
Just ask real quick and I'll wait.
Lost my train of thought. Okay. Yeah, let me just ask really quick.
Okay.
1 second. Okay, yes. So we can do shorter terms.
I'm sorry?
Yes, we can do shorter terms.
Okay. Where are you located?
We're in San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a private business bank out here.
I looked at your site and I can't shut it off now.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay.
He starts talking, doesn't he?
Jeez Louise. Shut up. Okay. Well, I don't remember getting your email, to tell you the truth, so you know, I probably trashed it.
Okay.
Because typically we don't do any financing, but
okay.
This is a company, a family-owned business. So I was just talking to my sons about this yesterday, and we said, well, maybe we could finance the furniture if we're going to get rid of some of our old furniture. And do you want to buy some old furniture?
No.
Okay. Well, then we're probably going to...
Craigslist it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not used. It's previously owned. You know, it's...
Just previously owned. That's
right.
A good way
so
to put
you
it.
Had, if you, yeah, so if you had an email that you sent us, send it to me again, and I'll put you in a file that says if we ever want to borrow any money, we can call Olivia.
Okay.
The junior's
junior. Yeah, the commercial finance associate, yep.
Yeah, oh, that's better, yeah.
Yeah. Can I...
So isn't it awful that you have to make all these cold calls all the time? Isn't that... That's got to be tough.
You know, I get to talk to a lot of really interesting business owners and learn a lot about different businesses throughout the country, so it's actually not too bad.
That's good.
That every now and then someone calls back.
What's your background?
Like my educational background?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I got my bachelor's in actually global security and intelligence, and I thought I was going to, you know, work for the CIA.
Yeah.
And then I realized that I
got to be intelligent,
like to
right?
Talk way too much. And I'm not a closed book at all, so definitely the wrong route.
Where did you get your bachelor's from?
It's called Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. It's a really small private school in Arizona.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Are you from Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you from?
That? I had a daughter-in-law that went to University of Arizona.
Oh yeah.
In Tucson.
Oh yeah, that's in Tucson. It's up there in Prescott. It's
Oh yeah, yeah, know where Prescott is. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Really, no one knows where it is, so I'm pretty surprised.
Yeah. No, we when I coached girls softball for a while, and we played a bunch of teams from Arizona, so we'd go to a tournament in Arizona every year.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
All right. Well.
Well, actually, can I get your email address again, just so I make sure?
Just send it to the same place you sent it before.
But you said you didn't get my first email, so maybe I sent it to the wrong email.
You don't have a way of knowing which email you sent me, do you?
No, I do.
Do you? Okay.
But right, if so you didn't get it, then I definitely sent it to the wrong email.
Well, I could have trashed it. I mean, it most likely to trash it, to tell you the truth. So here's my email address is
I'll tell you. I sent it to service@awsi.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that would get to me.
So wait, no, what's the correct one that directs into your mailbox?
J.R. Gonzalez.
J.R. Gonzalez.
@awsi.com.
@awsi.com. Perfect.
Gonzalez is with a Z on the end.
Yeah, okay, so G-O-N is it Z?
G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z.
Oh, A-L-E-Z. J.R. Gonzalez @awsi.com.
That's it.
AWSI.com.
That's it.
All right. So I know you said that like you guys are just talked about it. So you haven't even like really looked into like what kind of furniture or when you would need.
Yeah,
to buy
we have.
It.
Yeah,
oh,
we
you
actually
have.
Are dealing with. We're actually dealing with the person now. We just told them to put something together and let us know what that.
Okay. So have you worked with the vendor before?
With this vendor?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. They sold us some of the. Office furniture we had here when we expanded. So, yeah, we've worked with them before.
Oh, okay, awesome.
So now
awesome.
We're looking for, you know, I'm older, so we got the the younger people looking at the new ways of, new styles of cubes and stuff. So we looked at it and said, well, if we're moving, we should probably change the way we operate rather than the old style cubes and furniture and stuff. So that's what we're doing right now.
Awesome. So everything's going to be kind of upgraded and look nicer and make everyone happier.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of the new way of, you know, the cube's not as high and, you know, more...
Kind of more open.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
That's pretty good, though. I think that, like it's a pretty good environment when everyone can kind of see each other and...
Yeah, it just depends on what, you know, we have different groups that do different things. So, you know, some of them are on the phone all the time and others are not. So it just depends on the kinds of things that'll work for them. So there's some new stuff out there. So we're figuring, what the heck, let's take a look at that. So do you know what kind of business we have? Do you know what we do?
Yes.
You do?
Sort of. So you guys do, like, drug detection, right?
Drug testing.
Oh, drug testing.
Drug testing and background checks.
Oh, so you guys probably get a lot of crazy people.
Yeah, in fact, we looked you up. You didn't do that well.
Huh?
No.
That would have been great.
No, we can't. We obviously can't do the check on anybody unless they approve, and it's only for employment purposes. So.
Oh, okay. So how many people do you guys get, like, a day?
We probably do... 250,000 people a year.
Oh, wow.
So,
have you ever, like caught people trying to cheat? I bet there's cheaters all the time, right?
on the drug test or the background check?
The drug test.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of ways to catch people doing that. Yeah. So that's, it's not, you know, they find new ways, and our labs find new ways to detect them. So, yeah, we do hair testing as well, so which is a little more difficult to...
Hair?
Yeah, you actually take an inch... It's tougher for women because you take an inch and a half off their crown.
Oh.
And then that's the measurement. That'll give you, like, 90 days worth of usage.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool. Because like, at the bottom, I feel like my hair's, like, so fried. I don't know. Like, I use a flat iron on it.
Yeah,
it would still come up.
It would be an inch and a half. There's still drugs in your system even at the end, but we're only looking for, your hair grows about half an inch every 30 days. We're only looking at the last year, a month and a half, you know, 90 days worth of usage, so.
But it doesn't have, like, alcohol in the hair, right? It
doesn't have alcohol. There is somebody that's working on that right now, but does not have alcohol in the hair.
Wow.
But so typically our alcohol or our breath alcohol, like you would have if you had,
you get pulled
over after you're drinking so much, remember when the cops give you the breathalyzer?
Well, it's never happened to me, but.
Oh, whatever. Don't forget, I check your background. I know all about you. So. But anyway, that's what we use for alcohol.
Okay.
It's kind of tough when you fail an alcohol test on a pre-employment test. You know, that's pretty bad when you're trying to get a job and you go get your test and you've been drinking.
If you fail an alcohol test, I mean, that's just
whole
different level.
Exactly. Especially pre-employment. When they say, we need to go do a drug test and alcohol test for your pre-employment test. When can you do it? Oh, how about tomorrow? I said, okay. And then you go in and you fail it because you've been drinking.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
That person did not want that job.
Yeah, exactly.
They were just looking for a reason to fail, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, we do, we're mostly in the oil and gas industry, so oil and gas people all over the world.
That actually is really good because you would not want those people on any types of drugs.
Yeah, we do Metrolink. I don't know if you know who they are. Metrolink's a railroad, small railroad.
Okay.
I don't think it goes all the way to San Diego.
So the ocean side. That's near us.
Yeah, so it goes from Santa Barbara down to, I don't know how far down it goes. I think Del Mar might be.
That's right near me.
Yeah, I don't even know it goes that far. Yeah, so really, Del Mar is one of my favorite places.
Oh, really? Do you get to go out there often?
I used to go when my wife was well. I used to go to the track, and I would go. Usually, we'd go get a place right after Labor Day, which you know, everybody had moved down. So we would go and spend a week there and get really good rates on places. And
check out the races.
That's the place. I'd love that place. That's a great track. So
it's definitely fun. Is your wife okay?
She has Alzheimer's, so she's probably weeks away from passing away. So she's in the last days.
I am so sorry to hear that. One of my parents is starting to get that, and it's not fun.
No, it's not fun. It's just it's a horrible disease. It's a tough one to go through for sure.
Very tough, and it's just I just can't even imagine, like, from her end or my parents' end, what they're going through, because it's just so hard to wrap your mind around, like, not remembering.
Yeah, do they have that? Are you sure they have that?
Yeah, he's on a medication, and, well, it's just one of my parents, and he's on a medication, and we have a natural doctor, too, that's given him all sorts of supplements to try and help.
Yeah, it's, I've got to tell you that I've been down that path, and there's no cure. There's no anything for it. It's just, it's a terrible disease, and just, now, it's your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's equally tough for their partner. So
yeah,
your mom's
and I think it's more, but it's more generally women, right? Not men, or is it equal?
You know, I don't know if it's equal or not, but you know, I know that this is our second marriage, so Barbara's mm-hmm. first set of in-laws both had it, both husband and wife both had it.
Oh wow!
So it just it's in the place where she's at. There's men there as well, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's equal men or women, but I've got to tell you that statistically, the thing that you really have to watch is that the person that's taking care of the person with this sick,
mm-hmm.
there's 75% of them pass away before the person who's sick because of the stress that's involved in caring them. So it's
wow.
It is unbelievable. It's just, my wife was diagnosed in 2009 and,
So oh, wow.
It's been just
many years.
She's been placed in a facility in December 13. And, you know, she was up and about and participating and everything. And then now she's just can't talk, can't eat anymore. So it's just,
yeah.
But it was tough. When she was at home for the 2 years, it was a killer. It was a killer. Because it
mm-hmm.
just worry about them continually.
Oh, yeah. And especially, like, if they get out, they don't know who they are. Like,
yeah.
They don't know where to go.
Yeah, they don't
just, like, lose them for a while until you know, get authorities involved and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, now, are they in Arizona?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's tough. Watch out for your mom, because that's the ones that they just, and you don't realize that you kind of get going through this process. Next thing you know, you're answering questions and doing more and more things. Before you know it, you're in it, you know, and so it's very, very tough, but these facilities are not cheap. They're expensive.
No, so. They are, yeah. They definitely are.
So you were gonna be an FBI agent or a CIA agent?
thought about it. But I'm definitely,
yeah.
It's like such an open book, and I love talking, and so, as you can tell, probably.
Yeah, my older daughter went through that. When she went to San Luis Obispo, and she went through the examination process, and... But she decided at the very end, she wanted to be a field agent.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking at her more for analytical stuff, and
mm-hmm.
she didn't want to do that. But it would have been fun for her.
I think the analytics would be a little bit boring, especially, too, like, sometimes in class we would read about things where people would find out something, like, oh, that was going to happen, and then, you know, you're not a policymaker, so you just tell the policymakers what's going to happen, and then you have no say in it. And I think it would be hard if... you learned of something that could be devastating or could save someone's life and you can't do anything. And because of politics, it plays out a certain way. So
sure.
I think she made the right decision not
to
do
though,
that.
You have to make those decisions every day in everything you do. You know, you're working for a company and, you know, obviously not as impactful as something like that, but you still have to do things in your, you know, my dad was a cop in L.A., for a bunch of years, and so he used to say that everybody has a chance to have their integrity tested sometime
mm-hmm.
in their working career, and sometimes nobody even knows except for you whether you've made the right choices or not. But once you make the wrong choice, and all of a sudden the lines between what's right and what's wrong get blurred, and then once you start down that path, it's kind of tough to come back. So,
oh, you know what? I definitely can see that. And I think, yeah, once those lines are blurred, I mean... I think, too, like, you know, we're able to convince ourselves of anything, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's right. Absolutely. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Olivia, it's been nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you. I will. And
I'm
then
not
I
sure
don't...
if we'll be able to do it, but you, the fact that you're able to meet or beat every offer we get.
That's, we can meet or beat, and then we also actually have like an early payoff. So we have early payoff discounts, things like that. So even if like we put you on a year term and you could pay it off in 6 months, we don't penalize you. We give you a discount, which is very different than a lot of places do.
Right. Send me some stuff.
Perfect. And then once, if you get the quote, if you have it yet, just I'll send you like what we would need from you, and then we can kind of go from there.
You can... said it was pre-approved. I don't need anything.
We still have an application. Yeah, you still got
to
get
the address where to send the check, right?
If only, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and send all this to you, and then I'll probably follow up with you next week. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, cool. Well, it was good talking to you, Joe.
Nice talking to you.
All right.
See you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.